B-Pod Studios.
From the Planet Fitness Judgment Free Zone Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS. WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us
from Beasley Media Group Station, home of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
It's 95.1.
I love War of the Roses. Like, I live for it. I make sure I'm ready before 7:15 to hear it.
What's going on, guys? I listen to you all the time.
I love you guys, by the way. I listen every morning.
Thank you, Brianna. We love you. And we listen, too. There's a microphone in your car. I'm kidding.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Mani, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Good morning.
Hey, we're back.
Live.
Good morning. Sorry, we had to take the President's Day. It's one of our big ones.
Schools were in yesterday, y'all.
You know, I didn't think that was a thing. And when we were driving home from the airport, Elena asked me about that, our au pair. And I said, no, they're not in school today. I don't know what he's doing. I didn't know.
Yeah, schools were in.
Is it because they took off for something?
Maybe one of the snow days or something back in December.
Because outside that, it's a federal holiday. They probably should have had off.
Did Dean go to school?
Dean went to school, yeah. That's the cool thing was yesterday morning, I had never taken Dean to school. Because every time I'm off, he's off. So yesterday, I got to take Dean to school. I did the drop-off line and everything. They don't have school on Friday, though. Friday is a teacher work day or something like that.
Why wouldn't you just move it to the Monday?
Right. That's so silly.
But what's funny is my niece goes to school in Union County too. And so my mom on Saturday was watching my niece and was telling her, you know, hey, you're off on Monday. So let's learn about the presidents. Why she was, you know, my mom was hanging out with my niece. So on Sunday, my mom goes, what are you doing? You know, what are you and Dean going to do tomorrow? I go, well, Dean's going to school. She goes, there's no school. I said, Mom, there's school. She goes, no. Riley's off. There's no school. I said, double check. I went, and then she had me thinking. I went and I looked at the calendar. Sure enough, yeah, they were off. So they weren't off. They had school. So then I called my brother. My brother's like, thanks for telling me. I would have dropped her off.
Wait, so did she have school or not?
No school.
Okay.
No school, but everybody thought that they were off.
Talking about torture to a kid, by the way. Right? Telling them that
You have school. No school.
It's like a snowstorm.
Yeah.
So you guys are back from Florida. I'm super excited to hear some stories. I know that you went out to dinner together.
Did you guys
go clubbing together?
No, I wanted to go. I actually ended up going out after dinner, but Roy and Sterling went back. They didn't go out with
But them. I saw you posted a picture of like a club or something.
I went out the next night.
Okay.
How did you guys go out after eating that meal? I couldn't move.
We went home for a minute and I sat for like 20 minutes. But my mom lives like right by all these bars and restaurants. So we just chilled for a few minutes and then we walked.
Yeah. Well, no, I got it the whole way in the Uber ride back to the hotel. Sterling wanted to go back with you guys. I heard the earful.
You should have come back with us.
They offered to go back to their condo and all that stuff. And I was like, no. I thought they were doing the generous offer. You don't really mean it type of thing. You know what I mean? That's the vibe. Sterling's like, no, I would have accepted that offer.
No, everybody came back. Dallas was so full, he wanted to go to bed. So Elena came out with us.
Your au pair.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And when I tell you, my mother was so annihilated drunk. I was like, Mom, I need you to stop talking to Elena right now. Like, come over to this side of the bar.
I love it.
That's awesome.
Sterling, like, showed me up at the dinner when we met the chef. And then Loren's mom happened to be a bartender at the hotel I stayed. So
you got to see her live and in action.
Yeah. It was so cool. It was, like, awesome because people are like, hitting on her.
I know.
Flirting.
I want to talk about that later. Because Roy was posting pictures of drinks that your mom was making.
Oh.
Did you know that she was going to be there, or were you surprised?
Loren gave me time to head down there.
You tip well?
I tipped very well.
Did he tip well? Did you find out?
I don't know. I didn't talk to her about it. I'm sure he did.
Yeah.
And she, I'm surprised she even took anything from you, but.
Hey, man, that's how she makes her living.
Yeah, she has to get paid.
This ain't a game. All right, it was a 3-day weekend for us and a busy trip, so I thought maybe a Monday morning song.
Well, it's Tuesday.
Is it Tuesday?
We took off Monday.
Yeah. I'm trying, y'all. Speaking of trying, I think this song is fitting for us. We're going to try today to give you entertaining radio. We do have a ton planned, plus money for you at 7 a.m.
I thought you were talking to me first.
We can do dueling laughs, though.
This was
somebody who called us the other day. We thought they had a really funny laugh.
Oh!
Oh, my gosh.
I think there's a whole thing now. It's like a song.
Yeah, it's like dueling banjos. I need that.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
Did someone win the money yesterday?
I believe so. Yes.
Is that right, Nicole? Okay, so we start over with $100, 5 seconds to cash, 7 a.m. We're going to play a song, a little 5-second clip of it, and then if you know the name of it, you get the $100.
So we are 6 songs in. The song from yesterday.
Do you have the list what it was yesterday?
Yeah, it was Lie by NF.
Oh, okay.
Rockstar.
I saw it got to like $400.
Yeah, NF, Lie, that won yesterday. Then Rockstar, Post Malone was before that. Happier with Marshmello and Bastille. That's who we did on Friday.
Okay.
But you only have to tell us the name of the song, not the artist.
You do. Yeah. That's the easy thing. And we're going to play 5 seconds of a song this morning at 7, like Roy said. And then you have your shot to score $100. That's not the only thing we're giving away. We also we're doing this really cool thing at Beach Mountain on Saturday night. The MRL show is hosting an 80s party that they're throwing up there. They've asked us to host it. So we're super excited to go up there and do that. It's the 8th annual Totally Retro Apparel Contest.
I'm so excited.
I know. Are we going to go to Goodwill today and get outfits or what?
That's cute. You think I need to go to Goodwill to get outfits because I was an NBA cheerleader and I have like 3 whole boxes of costumes, which does have an 80s outfit in there.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Oh, good for you. What about
you?
Are you going to
dress as a cheerleader?
No, but
that'd be awesome.
For like our theme dances and stuff, like I have leg warmers, the bodysuit, perfect. The headband.
Yeah, I don't know what they wore in the 80s because I wasn't born, so I guess I'll need someone to help me.
I'm going
to
go with a Don Johnson Miami Vice look.
Are you?
Yeah, white jacket, white pants.
I'm going true like 80s exercise.
Like Olivia Newton-John or whatever.
Yeah.
Let's get physical, I think. Let's get
physical. Can I do the whole dance?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Might wear my hair in a side pony.
What about you, producer Nicole? What are you going to dress as? You could just go neons, too, buddy. Neons were all the rage. Yeah.
Okay. To be honest, like dressing up just isn't my thing.
Nicole!
Right, Nicole, you have to dress up if you're going to an 80s party. You're hosting the damn thing.
Yeah, I went to Grave Diggers, and I hosted and everything went great.
You're dressing up.
Everything went great.
You're dressing up.
Grave Diggers was awesome.
You're dressing up.
No, that's the 90s. I was going to say, can't she do the whole crisscross thing and just wear it backwards? That's 90s.
Don't you have like
I don't have anything.
Don't you have like an old school Hornets or Pantherton?
Can you go 80s rock band?
Yeah.
Can you wear like an 80s rock band t-shirt and we'll like
I have a Metallica
curl
shirt.
Your hair.
Yeah, and Metallica counts.
Yeah. I'll wear my hair down with like a bandana.
Okay,
yeah.
That'll work.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you happy? Yeah.
That's totally 80s. Okay. And then you tie some bandanas around your jeans. That's what they did back in the
80s. Like around
too.
The knees?
Yeah, around the knees and like the ankle.
I'm going to show up as Kiss and get my
I'll snowboard in ripped jeans.
Oh, you know who you should dress up as? Bender from Breakfast Club. Bender was awesome.
I wish I knew who that was.
I'll show you.
You can look it up.
He had big work boots on.
And you have to dress up. There's a $500 grand prize to the best costume.
That I'm not eligible for, Roy.
I know.
So I'd rather look swaggy.
Oh, my God.
Hey, so...
The 80s were swaggy.
Speak for yourself.
The 80s were bright and swaggy.
Yeah.
So we have your shot to get tickets to that. We'll do that at like 7:20 and 8:20 this morning, somewhere around there. We'll hook up people with tickets to come hang with us. You win your way in, and then
we're giving away lift tickets.
Yeah, yep.
Come hang with us on the slopes.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
And there's a $500 grand pot prize for the Totally Retro Apparel Contest at Beach Mountain Brewing Company in the tap room, and that goes on Saturday night. So that's what we're hosting.
So do we wear our 80s stuff to the actual party, though, not on the slopes?
No, you can.
They encourage people to dress up on the slopes.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, you'll see, there's actually, like, a brand called Tipsy Elves, and they do all that.
Cool. What else is going on? Oh, I know. Besides the whole Florida trip that we're going to talk about later on, I got to tell you, I helped Cam Newton.
Yeah, we want to hear about your All-Star weekend, too.
Yeah, that was funny. Plus, I got LeBron James to apologize to me and then laugh. So that was pretty fun.
Mm-hmm.
You were hanging out with LeBron James?
I saw King James for a minute.
That's nice.
I'll explain that. And I also want to get into, before we get into the dirty, the whole Jussie Smollett thing talk about following the facts. The facts are going every which direction. Like when the hurricane's hitting America, the U.S., there's all these spaghetti strings.
We're using bunny quotes around facts.
Yeah, it's very strange.
Yeah, it's crazy. So we're going to get into that. We got lots to do this morning. War of the Roses for you at 7:50. Blah, 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 blah.
Got to get up. Welcome to the Mania War of the Red Morning Show.
Got to get up.
Hey, Kiss 95.1, who is
got
this?
To get up. Hey.
Got to get up. This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mania, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
So the one thing that I find crazy is this whole Jesse Smollett story that's going on, the Jussie Smollett story from the guy from Empire.
Mm-hmm. It's like a movie, man.
I mean, it's got everything, every twist, every turn. And Jussie Smollett, if you don't know, was attacked a couple weeks ago by someone in Chicago coming out of a Subway restaurant. And Jussie is openly gay. Mm-hmm. Jussie's African American. And he said that the attack was race and homophobic driven.
Yep.
That they yelled homophobic things at him and racial things at Jussie while he was being attacked.
Mm-hmm.
And so the police scour 250 cameras in the area or something, and Jussie's got a scratch. He took a picture. There's a scratch on his face.
Evidently, they poured chemicals on his face.
The bleach. Yeah, they poured bleach on him. Well, the whole case took a crazy turn last week when the police arrested two men from Nigeria, two actors, or one of them is an extra on the set, and either the same brother or the other brother is also Smollett's private trainer, personal trainer, and they arrested those guys. Those guys now claim that they were paid $3,500 by Smollett to do this attack, like the whole thing was planned, and his attorneys now are coming out. Smollett's attorneys are coming out and saying that he's angry and devastated by the suggestion that he was part of the setup. He's now been further victimized by claims attributed to these alleged perpetrators that Jussie played a role in his own attack. Nothing is further from the truth, and anyone claiming otherwise is lying.
Yeah. Well, you know, if I was accused of a really bad crime and they're like, well, I didn't do it. Well, we got evidence that says you did it. Well, he paid me.
Yeah.
I mean, anyone can say anything. That's the thing. So we have to let the police kind of do their job and sift through the facts, because there's so much misinformation out there.
There is.
Like, it doesn't matter. Like, at this point, whether regardless of what side you believe, one side is giving misinformation, and we don't know what side that is yet.
And so, and then there's this whole thing of like, you know, was it spontaneous? Was it planned? How were they following? How'd they find him? And then they evidently yelled out something about him being on Empire during the time.
Right.
Who knows?
And MAGA. Uh-huh. MAGA was yelled.
And then there's a whole side to it of involving a phone.
Yeah,
he won't return over the phone records.
But then I read something that he did.
Right.
And that they found nothing on it.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. The whole case is crazy, and I've been following it, and I look forward to following, you know, seeing what happens. And believe me, the Reverend Al Sharpton said it yesterday, and I kind of feel the same way. He's like, whoever did this needs to face the maximum law. Whether Jussie made it up, he needs to face the consequences. And if he was attacked, like
those
he's saying he was, those people need to face it. Real quick, I know somebody in my life who was very unhappy in their marriage, and they wanted to get divorced, and they wanted to get attention, so she faked her own kidnapping. She
what?
Claimed
what?
The husband what? Was gone, and she claimed this happened in Tennessee, a family I knew in Tennessee. She claimed that somebody broke into her house, tied her up, and like beat her. It turned out she tied her own self up. She claimed that her husband hired people to do this to her.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Turns out she tied herself up and like knocked like in the chair, like knocked her head against the wall to like look like she got cut and stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
So people are known to do that. Guess what? She did a year in jail.
How did they prove that she?
She admitted it.
Oh,
well. She admitted it. I mean, they talked to the husband. The husband's like, what? No, I didn't hire anybody. I mean, we're going through the process of getting divorced. I'm doing it the right way. So and then she admitted it.
Wow.
So yeah. Did they actually end up taking her, or was it just a home invasion that she was?
No, it was just a home invasion. Okay. She was tied up, and she got, you know, she managed to call the police. The police came. She did a year in jail.
Oh, my God.
For wait, because it was like hundreds of hours of police time going into this, you know? All right, what else has happened in Hollywood?
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Well, I still want to hear about yours and Nicole's All-Star Weekend mania at
some
point.
Yeah, we'll get to that for sure.
But outside of All-Star Weekend, there were other things happening in Hollywood, including Meghan Markle traveling to New York City. Now, this will be like one of the last trips she'll be able to take. Because, you know, you can only fly so long into your pregnancy. Well, she is in New York City for her baby shower today. And she's been enjoying her favorite city with friends all week. And her baby shower will happen at a very upscale 5-star restaurant on the Upper East Side of Manhattan.
I love that people have nothing better to do on a Tuesday than go to a baby shower. Aren't those usually on Saturdays and Sundays?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well. Hey, we're having a Tuesday baby shower. Isn't everyone off?
Yeah. No, queen. People work.
Well, I'm pretty sure if you get invited to Meghan Markle's baby shower, you're taking off. Yeah. The Kardashian-Jenner family, the kids are getting into the business. Kim, Khloe, Kylie, they have all filed paperwork to trademark their children's names. So Saint, North, Chicago West, along with True Thompson, Stormy, they have all been trademarked now. So we may be seeing things like clothing lines, skincare products in the future. And Netflix is canceling Jessica Jones' Punisher, that Marvel series that was going on. And it was, I think it was just, they launched the second season. There was talk that there would be a third season, and then now it's just gone.
Wow, and Netflix, like, throws money at everything.
Yeah.
So.
And the Jonas Brothers.
Are they back? Oprah?
They could be reuniting. Now, sources say that after their 6-year hiatus, the siblings were all in London last week to plan the reunion. New music, a documentary about the reunion, and the boys want to go as just Jonas now, not the Jonas Brothers.
Ooh, all right.
Yeah. Wow. So. More coming up on that in the 7:30 Dirty, but that's your Dirty for now.
Cool. Up next, wait to hear the extent, the extreme one guy went to propose to his girlfriend. It's amazing, and we'll tell you about it in just about 7 minutes.
I just want to say I love y'all's show. I listen to y'all every morning.
Well, honk of your horn and flash of your lights for the MRL show. We appreciate it.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette.
I'm sorry, I just read a headline. It says, Pink confesses she once slashed her husband's tires for this reason. Click here.
Okay. They got me.
Okay.
I'll click it. Hey, we're less than 20 minutes away from $100. 5 seconds to cash, playing 5 seconds of a clip. You just got to tell us the name of the song.
And, not even the artist.
Not even the artist. And you could get that money. That's coming up at 7 a.m. less than 20 minutes from now. Did you guys see the really elaborate proposal where they created a whole trial?
No.
So this is such a cool story coming out of Florida. there's this guy named Brandon and his now fiance Jen, and they met together as they were lawyers in 2016. So he pretty much, to propose to her, created a fake DUI trial. He got a fake jury, he got a fake criminal, he got the prosecutor's office on board, the judges, everyone, the whole courthouse involved. And he told his then girlfriend, hey, it's really important if you watch me do these opening statements. I feel really good about this. Mm-hmm. You have to see me. It's important for you to be there. So she shows up, and the moment she sits down, she realizes that her dad and sister are one of the jurors. And she starts crying because she immediately then knows.
Aww, that's awesome. I wanted it to play out a little bit before she got it.
Yeah, no.
She can't handle the truth.
Once she saw her dad and sister, she immediately knew that there was something going on. And as the attorney, as he did, Brandon did his opening statements, he confessed his love to her. Aww.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
And I bet you there's video of that. We'll get it up for you at kiss951.com so you can go look at it. Get your Tuesday morning feels. That's funny. That's a lot of effort.
Even getting a fake criminal, getting the police or the mm-hmm. bailiffs involved.
I remember like the day before I was going to propose to Amanda, I was so nervous.
Really? Were you being weird?
No, I wasn't being weird. I was
feel
just
like
nervous.
I'd be weird. And if I know it's going to happen, I'd be weird.
Dallas
like that
was
week.
Being weird.
Yeah.
I picked her up from work and we did it.
Also, like, I feel like I want to ask more about that, but I feel like if there was like a fight or a tiff, I'm like, all right, I got to push the engagement. I got to push the proposal.
Maybe this is a sign. Maybe I shouldn't do it at all.
No, I'd be like, oh, I didn't take out the trash. He's upset with me. I can't propose when he's upset with me because I didn't take out the trash.
That's true. All over analyzing it.
Yeah.
I'm like, the moment's got to be perfect, Roy.
I've talked about my proposal with Amanda quite enough on the show. I mean, you know that I didn't listen to her mom and I did my own thing and I did it in a graveyard. And
yeah.
Those are the facts.
I know, but you just randomly said the thing about picking her up, which I'm like, what?
I did. I picked her up from work because I wanted her in the car. I wanted to take her.
You wanted to control the variable. Okay. Yeah.
Hey, up next, in less than 7 minutes, I'll tell you why I helped Cam Newton this weekend and why LeBron James apologized to me and then laughed. All coming up in just a few minutes.
Hey, guys. I love you. I listen to you every day. How are you?
Love you.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
Back at it on a Tuesday morning. Thank you guys so much for hanging out. We love you, Charlotte. Love you, Waxhaw. Love you, Concord.
Love you all.
Uptown. It was a good look this weekend, you guys. You were in Florida, and we're going to talk about why Roy was hanging out with your mom, Lorette, coming up here just after 7.
Okay.
But Uptown was awesome. We hosted the All-Star Game, as you know. The festivities, the events. Everybody behaved. We were on a world international level, and there was no nonsense for the most part.
It looked good on TV.
It looked great.
The arena was packed. It was a lot of fun, and we had media credentials, so I was able to on Saturday morning. Roy, this is going to blow your mind. The game was at the Spectrum Center.
Okay.
All-Star Saturday night, the 3-point contest and the dunk contest were also at the Spectrum Center. However. Yep. Media day, where you get to talk to the players, and practice for the All-Stars was at Bojangles.
Oh.
So
I thought just the All-Star celebrity game was going to be there for some reason.
That was also at Bojangles. But media day is where they run out the players from Team LeBron and Team Giannis, two players, and they kind of sit in a square, and all the media members are allowed to go up to each person and just ask questions. No different than the Super Bowl when there's hundreds of reporters around these people from all over the world. So I talked to our boy, Kemba Walker, and I asked him.
Thank you for representing the city, bro.
Thank you, man.
It means a lot to us. Don't take it lightly.
Yes, sir.
See, I told him not to take it lightly. I said, hey, it means a lot to represent the city of Charlotte. I said, Manny from the MRL Morning Show.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. I go, don't take it lightly. And then I asked him.
The players that are in from out of town, what'd you tell them to do in Charlotte?
I'm going to tell them to go to this Japanese steakhouse called Nakato's, man. That's my spot. So I'll tell them to go out there and go get some good food.
Nakato's?
Yeah.
I've never even heard of them.
Me neither. I had to look it up. But then when I looked it up, it's in Pineville. Oh. And I've driven by it a million times. Like, I would have never thought, you know.
It's off of Pineville Matthews.
That it's a must do in Charlotte.
Kemba says it is. All right. How about Steph Curry? Plays for the Golden State Warriors, born and raised here in Charlotte. I asked him.
You getting any home cooking? You going home with
Nah, it's hard to get the home cooking when I'm staying in the hotel, but I'll qualify the home cooking of Bojangles. That's like one of my favorite things of the weekend so far. So shout out to them.
All right, big fan of the book.
Yeah.
Is all your questions evolving around food?
I know. Well,
what's your favorite breakfast cereal?
For Manny's defense, he didn't ask.
I know.
Kimba.
He's getting two food responses. Yeah.
Listen to how noisy it is, though, because the person next to Steph is answering another reporter's question about something else. So listen.
Yeah. Look at the Bojangles.
Good days and bad days.
Yep.
I should send this to our ghost hunter, Tina, and see if maybe she thinks that somebody's channeling through.
I think maybe the NBA is not feeding these cats. Like, they're all hungry. That's all they're thinking about is food.
I know. All right. We don't have a ton of time because we're about to set you guys up in 5 seconds to cash to give you $100 if you can name the song. So we'll do that coming up here in a second. But I have two quick stories that I don't have on recording.
Okay.
One is, same scenario, we're out at media day. Right after I talked to Steph, I walked over, LeBron comes out. You can imagine, Roy, LeBron James is the biggest athlete in the world.
Yeah.
I mean, you could go to any country and say LeBron James and they're going to know who he is. So, I mean, there's probably 200 reporters around him. Again, there's a microphone and a single speaker that we would take out to like an appearance setup. That's the only way that you can hear these guys.
Right.
But everybody's got their camera, their phones, and they're recording video. So LeBron is, if you're, LeBron's looking out straight forward, people to the right of LeBron can't hear him answer the questions to over here because he's looking left.
Got you.
So he's off mic. Nobody can hear him. And I got this grumpy old reporter. I don't know where he's from, but he's grumpy. And he's like, this is ridiculous. This is what it's come down to. All these people have their cell phones. They're holding up video. I can't get any audio. He's not even talking into the microphone. I go, I'll get him to talk into the mic. He goes, good try. You know, go for it. Good try. I go, LeBron, talk into the mic. We can't hear you. Everybody's like, eh, that didn't work. I go, I know what to do. Hold on. I got it better. I go, LeBron, Magic says to talk into the microphone. Magic's his boss, Magic Johnson. And he goes, sorry about that. I swear to God, he looks right at me and goes, that was funny, man. And I don't have that on film.
Why?
On video.
Why would you film that?
I had just gotten there. I didn't expect all that.
You made him think he was in trouble with his boss.
So everybody around me was like, we can't believe that worked. I go, oh, yeah, I use Magic's name for a lot. I go, he could get you in at restaurants, too.
Oh, so you're not doing a show.
Yeah, I was doing a show for everyone.
Comedy shtick.
I wish I had it. He looked at me and goes, that was pretty funny. Or he looked in my direction, you know.
Yeah, yeah. He didn't know.
He talks so low, too. Yeah. Holy cow. All right. I have a Cam Newton story to share with you, too. I helped him.
I'm right this minute.
Why don't you just share it tomorrow? It's going to be a big week of shows.
Okay.
There's no way we could fit all of our Florida stuff in one day.
No, fair enough. Tomorrow at this time, how about that? Yeah. I'll share with you guys how I helped Cam Newton out at the All-Star game.
No. That's right. We wanted to play that.
Oh, did we?
Yes, we did.
Oh, okay. Well,
all right. So 704-570-9595. Caller number 9. You get to play 5 seconds to cash with the MRL Morning Show on Kiss 95.1.
WNKS, HD Charlotte. Time for 5 seconds to cash on Kiss 95.1.
It is the easiest game to play, the easiest way to get cash. We have Morgan from Pineville. Welcome, Morgan from Pineville.
Hey, guys. I'm really excited. I love playing this game. I feel like I would win if I got through, and I finally got through.
Yay.
Okay. Okay. So we are going to play 5 seconds of a song that we always play on Kiss. If you can tell us the name of the song, you're going to win $100 instantly. Are you ready, Morgan?
I think so.
Here we go. Okay, Morgan in Pineville. For $100, what is the name of that song?
No Tears Left to Cry.
You just won $100!
Yes! Great! Thank you so much. I needed it.
Congratulations!
It's so exciting.
That's really exciting. Thank you, guys. Just made my whole week.
What you going to do with that money?
Well, I'm going on a cruise in a couple months, so I'm going to use that towards my cruise fund.
There you go. Well, she walks away with $100. Your next shot to win at noon today.
And tell us, what's the morning show that just hooked you up with cash?
Kiss 95.1.
There we go.
All right. Thanks, Morgan. Morgan, have you been to Nakato, by the way, in Pineville?
I have, actually. It's really good.
Yeah, that's what Kemba Walker said.
And now I need to go.
I know. We need to do a show lunch. All right. Thanks for listening, Morgan. Hold on, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Cool. We got one on the first try.
Yay.
I do say, though, I must say, and I love giving everyone cash, I love it when they get it wrong. Because there's so many people that's in the cars that get so angry.
Oh, yeah. People are yelling. Yeah.
Like, you idiots.
Yeah. I know. We get tweets. We get direct messages on our socials from people going, how'd they not know that?
Yeah.
So, all right. So you guys were down in Florida.
Yeah, man. Sunny Florida. You know, it's cold, gray, rainy. It was beautiful, sunny, and 80 there. I was like, I'm going to call in sick Tuesday. I'm just going to stay down here.
Awesome. I want to hear why Roy was hanging out with your mother.
Yes.
Yeah.
He got the full Dana experience.
Perfect. Okay, we'll get into that coming up here in 3 minutes on the MRL show.
I love you. I listen to you every day. How are you?
Love you. This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on Kiss 95.1.
We fixed that issue, though, right? We won't have that issue anymore with that noise going.
Nope. Fix it.
Perfect. Thank you.
Finally, it took me a week to get tired of it, and I fixed it.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man. So Lorraine and I were in Fort Lauderdale, and surprising, we didn't really plan to be there together. We both were there for two separate reasons, and it just happened to be the same weekend.
But we did get to hang out. Saturday night, we went to dinner together.
So Loren invited me to this fantastic restaurant. And pretty soon, by the way, I'm going to talk about how Loren's mom was my bartender. But she invited me to this, like, celebrity chef restaurant that I never heard about. And we got invited back to meet the chef.
I saw the picture.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It was cool.
Roy had a moment with the chef.
And then Sterling ruined it. So we get invited. And let me tell you, the meal was probably by far one of the best meals of my life. And we go back there, and I say, that's what I have to tell the chef. I'm like, listen, I'm telling you, I've never had a meal like this. It was the best meal of my life. The chef's like, make sure your mama doesn't hear that. Mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. I thought that was a cute thing.
Yeah.
And then here comes Sterling.
And by the way, Sterling through dinner was hilarious.
Yeah.
Because, hold on, I'll let you tell what he said first.
Yeah. So he goes up to the chef, and he said, I've never cried over food before until I had your food. It was an emotional experience. Totally outweighed my compliment.
A much better line.
Yes.
And that might sound like lip service, but when I tell you to sit at the table with Roy and Sterling was hilarious because everything that came to the table, it really was like I'm watching Sterling at the other side of the table like fan himself because it's so good.
It's so good.
It's like it's nice to go to a restaurant where you don't drive through every once in a while, isn't it? Such a good experience.
Well, you know, I'm only used to Olive Garden, so anything outside of Olive Garden,
yeah, this is definitely a step up.
Breadsticks.
Where's that endless salad?
But yeah, like, I go and compliment him, and Sterling's just like, it was the best meal. I was crying. It was so emotional. You took me through an emotional roller coaster.
Can I ask you something? How'd you get to the chef?
Probably because we ordered so much food.
Well, yes, but my mom's boyfriend is friends with him.
Gotcha. Okay. So, all right, fair enough.
He's a
family friend.
Yeah.
And okay. There was some weird seating issue.
There always is when you guys go out.
Oh, let me tell you the stuff that went down.
Oh, good.
There was a reservation made for...
This reminds me of New Year's Eve a couple of years ago. There was no table for you, and they made a table for you at this on the yacht.
Except for I couldn't fix this one.
Oh. Okay.
But there was a reservation made for a certain amount of people, and then two more people got added to that reservation. So instead of having those two people who they weren't able to seat at our table with us go to the bar, my mom and my brother had to sit at the bar while we all sat at the table.
And then so Sterling and I sitting there, and he's like, and he's whispering, he goes, were we invited? And I'm like... Yeah, I was like, I'm pretty sure that
yeah, no, you two were invited. And the other two people were invited, too. They just did an RSVP before we made the reservation. So instead of calling the restaurant and saying, hey, we added two more to our reservation, because my mom's boyfriend is friends with the chef, he thought he could just show up and be like, hey, I have two more people. And they were like, we don't have anywhere to put them.
Who were the other two?
His friends.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, so
they made the table, but Vin and Dana had to go. Your mom and brother had to go sit at the bar.
Yeah, I voted out of the table. It was like Survivor.
Your mother's boyfriend stayed at the table with the friends.
Yes.
Oh, how'd that night go?
I love talking to AJ. He's always pleasant to talk to.
How'd that go when Dana got a hold of him?
I didn't see that part.
New comment. Mm-hmm.
The next day, and I told her, I was like, I felt bad that you had to sit at the bar, and Dana's super nice.
Yeah.
She's like, well, I wanted you to experience the restaurant, and she happened to be the bartender at my hotel.
I just see your mom's boyfriend, who's very Italian, at the table, right, no room, picks up her plate, and Vin's plate, goes, come on, follow me. I gotta stop. Come on, you sit over here. You sit at the bar, and then you sit down.
It was really interesting, because I guess he was also, like, orchestrating plates with where they were sitting as well.
Yeah, he was trying to send them food, and my mom kept sending the food back on the table.
He's like, what do you mean they don't like it?
She's like, I don't want it. We already ordered our own food.
That was a whole miscommunication. Yeah, it was a whole miscommunication mess.
Yeah.
So how does Dana turn out to be your bartender then? Because she wasn't working that night.
So this was a different day. That was Saturday night. Then Sunday night, she happened to be the bartender at the hotel that we're staying at. So I'm sitting there, and Dana is the best bartender
I told you
ever. I mean, I told her to keep surprising me. I was like, I don't know, give me something with rum. And she would make all these, whatever.
She's like a mixologist. Like, that's what she gets down on. Like, she loves to make drinks.
I think getting vodka and Kool-Aid is a fun drink, you know, but she's like putting like real pomegranate in there and all these different leaves, and it looks all fancy. And we have people hitting on her at the bar, which is hilarious.
That's awesome.
And people smooth talking her. She was an amazing bartender.
And the female Tom Cruise.
Really?
Cocktail, yeah.
Really, yeah. Oh, but, I mean, I love to brag on my mom, but my mom's hot. She's got an awesome personality. Yeah. She can make a mean drink. Like, what more could you ask for?
And when I told all my friends, because Sterling had work friends there, that was Loren's mom, they were all like, what? That's her mom? And like, easy, calm down. Everybody, don't try to hit on the bartender at once.
Hey, I saw in the notes, we send each other notes for the weekend, every weekend, and I saw in the notes, Loren, it said that you had to become the mom, though, at some point over the weekend.
Yeah.
Can we get into that?
Yeah.
All right, let's do that in just about 40 minutes from now. Find out why Loren had to be the mom to her mom.
Still to come.
So, of course, there was much more going on in Hollywood over the weekend than just the All-Star Game here in Charlotte. The Oscars are coming up. And when I tell you what is in this swag bag, your mouth is going to hit the floor. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. You can pretty much vacation for a year. It's coming up in 10 minutes.
So this is so cool. And it doesn't happen very often where the MRL show gets out of town and wants you to come party with us. And it's totally doable. We are going to Beach Mountain this Saturday night, y'all. We want you to come and be part of it.
Yeah, we're going to be throwing an 80s party at the Total Retro Apparel Contest at Beach Mountain Brewing Company Tap Room Grill. So you can win $500 for the grand prize for the best 80s look.
It's going to be so much fun. I cannot wait to get dressed up and go and be part of this.
It's going to be so much fun. We want to invite you. We got ski lift tickets for the weekend, so you can ski with us, and then you can party with us at the 80s party. Call number 9-704-570-9595. Get your 80s gear together, and let's go skiing.
Yeah, we'll throw you a free pair, but you can also go buy your lift tickets and come party with us that Saturday night. That's what we want everybody to come hang with us.
Yep.
For information, you can head over to kiss951.com. Roy, do you know what song this is?
It sounds like something from the 80s.
Big cop show from the 80s.
Oh, Vice.
Yeah, Miami Vice. Yeah, yeah. Good for you.
Now you are celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
There are so many celebrities in town this weekend, and I can't wait to talk to you and Nicole Maney about the celebrities that you got to see this weekend. I know you guys made it to Migos pop-up concert, but Meek Mill was in town, Gucci Mane, 2 Chainz, Chris Tucker was here.
Kendall Jenner,
Jamie Foxx.
Oh.
I saw so many celebrities on social media around
town. Fat Joe?
Yeah.
Not so Fat Joe?
Yeah.
Dr. Oz?
Dr. Oz was here. Guy Fieri?
DJ Khaled, yeah.
DJ Khaled.
Did we just say Diddy. Guy Fieri and DJ Khaled in the same sentence?
Yeah.
Yeah, Diddy hosted a party.
Guy had a front row seat at the game, and there was one camera.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Angle that they were showing the court during the All-Star game from like the corner, and you could see his blonde hair.
Oh yeah.
He looked like Heat Miser from Heat Miser.
But it was cool to see Charlotte on the main stage and at the Complete Focus for Hollywood this weekend.
Yeah, so we got to go to a Amigos pop-up show, which was really cool. Mm-hmm. On Saturday night.
Yeah. But there are some other things going on in Hollywood. The Oscar nominees, of course, will be receiving their lavish gift bags. And these are amazing this year. Now, I like your music. Thank you. That was
welcome.
Complete ambiance. The bags this year are called Everybody Wins, and they include a 6-figure swag bag. So spa treatments, cannabis-infused edibles.
Sweet.
A session What?
Hopefully they get into those before they do their speech.
It's going to be
better then.
Yeah.
A session with a phobia relief expert. And then there's all these excursions. So luxury vacations on a small ship. You can go to the Galapagos. You can go to Iceland, Costa Rica, Greece. There's sessions with celebrity trainers, dental projects.
Whoa.
And even, this is my favorite, a poo emoji plunger. Yes, that
Sweet.
Is included in your Oscar swag bag.
By the way, nothing yells Hollywood like a session with a phobia relief specialist. Oh, Oh, no, sweetheart. Yeah. You scared of spiders? I got someone for you.
So true.
I got a card for you. I finally got you some help.
I feel like it's just a nice way to say a hypnotist, right? Because,
Therapist? I don't know.
I don't know, but, like, I saw hypnotist when I was afraid of clowns.
I'm sure if I went home and told my dad that I have a session with my phobia relief specialist, he'd be like, do what? You what now, boy?
Boy, get your camouflage on. We going camping.
Squish the spider. Move on, boy.
Meghan Trainor, her fans were a little unhappy with her after she released a raunchy press release for her new EP.
Uh-huh.
And, it came out and she was promoting the album. It is not safe for work, but if you want to see it, you can see the press release up at kiss951.com. It basically was a press release that referenced her new marriage and how much moving furniture her and her husband are doing at this point.
Whoa.
Liam Payne and Naomi Campbell were spotted together in New York City, and they've been rumored to be dating. Well, he was seen leaving her apartment in New York City, and people are going crazy over this couple.
Sounds like more of a hookup than a date.
Well, they've been rumored to be dating, but then when you see somebody leaving their apartment, that kind of confirms things for you. But that is your dirty for now.
All right, let's play Can't Beat the Wren, 704-570-9595. She's got a lot of wins.
46, it says. Yeah,
46 wins. Call now, take her down.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat the Wren.
Rant.
On Kiss 95.1.
Kimberly and Hickory, welcome to the Maney, Rory, and Lauren Morning Show.
Thank you.
Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning. You're playing Can't Beat Lauren today.
Awesome.
All right, Kimberly, you're going to have one up on Lauren because Lauren was out of town this weekend, and I see a lot of questions about the All-Star Weekend and the celebrities who are in town.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
All right.
All right, Kimberly, let's do it. Let's play Can't Beat Lauren.
All right, go ahead and get out of the studio, Lauren.
I'm going.
Lauren putting her headphones down, walking out of the room. The door's open. And boom, she slammed it closed where only you and I can hear the questions.
All right, here we go. Question number one. There was a pop-up sneaker show this past weekend at the Mint Museum featuring Michael Jordan's famous shoe line. What are those shoes called? Those sneakers?
Jordan.
We'd accept that or Air Jordans. Perfect. Okay. Number two, Migos featuring rapper Offset performed a pop-up show that Nicole and I were invited to. Offset is in an on-again, off-again relationship with what female rapper?
Cardi B.
Question three, say it ain't so. Sources are saying the Jonas Brothers are ready for a reunion. Which one of the Jonas Brothers sings in the band DNCE?
Joe.
Question four, welcome home, Meghan Markle. The Duchess of Sussex is in her third trimester and made a surprise visit to New York City over the weekend for her baby shower. What TV show did Meghan star on up until last year?
Two.
And question five. This Kardashian sister is the only one without kids and was spotted in multiple locations around Uptown
Kendall.
This past weekend. Come on in, Lauren.
I think she's going to miss some of these.
Yeah?
I do.
Ooh.
I do.
Will the streak stop at 46 wins?
I do believe it. She got them all correct, Lauren, which means I'm not gonna tell you if you get it right or wrong until the very end.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Question number one. There was a pop-up sneaker show during All-Star Weekend at the Mint Museum featuring Michael Jordan's famous sneaker / shoe line. What were they called? What are those called?
Jordans?
That's correct.
Oh, we're not telling her if it's right or wrong until the very end.
Oh, did she get them all right?
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Yep. Okay.
Okay.
Question two. Then you may or may not be right, Lauren. Question two. Migos featuring rapper Offset performed a pop-up show that Nicole and I were invited to. Offset is in an on-again and off-again relationship with what female rapper?
Cardi B.
Say it ain't so. Sources say that the Jonas Brothers are ready for a reunion. Which one of the Jonas Brothers sings in the band DNCE?
Joe Jonas.
Welcome home to Meghan Markle. The Duchess of Sussex is in her third trimester and made a surprise visit to New York over the weekend for a baby shower. What TV show did she star on up until last year?
Suits.
And question five. This Kardashian sister and the only one without kids was spotted all over Uptown this past weekend.
Kendall. Jenner.
Oh, I really thought she was going to miss the one on Joe Jonas. Final score, 5-5.
Kimberly. The boys thought you were going to get me.
I did.
All right, Kimberly. 5 correct. Still awesome, but not quite a win. Unfortunately, not our roles, but ties do stay with the house, so you know what I want to hear. And
they stay there. I can tie her, but I can't beat Lauren.
Thanks for playing, Kimberly.
Thanks. Thank you.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
Wow. It stinks when you get five right, and so does Loren. But that's the rules, like
I
you
know,
said.
Not our rules.
Got a Tuesday morning War of the Roses for you. Leah found something around Spencer's computer workspace that has her all freaked out. It's a letter that he wrote. A romantic letter, but it's not to her. It's to someone else. We'll find out who it's from and how we catch a cheater in brand new War of the Roses in about 8 minutes.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Leah's on the phone for War of the Roses. And Leah, what's going on with Spencer? You sent us a message.
We've been together 3 years now, so it's been a while. I'm been kind of waiting for him to propose. I thought he'd do it this Christmas, but that just didn't happen. And I thought he was going to do it before on my birthday, a month before then. That didn't happen. So, you know, my best friend was like, well, does he hide his phone? And I'm like, well, he has a passcode on it, but we don't really, you know, kind of trust each other. We've never really looked in each other's stuff. Does he come home late? I'm like, well, he has a 9-to-5. He doesn't really do that. But the other day, he's been working at this place for 8 years, and he's never had to come home late.
Okay.
But he said he had to work late, and it's a pretty strict 9-to-5. So based on what my friend told me, I was just laying in bed, tossing and turning with my eyes wide open. And I was like, no, I have got to find out if something's going on.
Okay.
So I admit I went through his stuff and I found a note, and it was in his work stuff. And there are some old pictures in there. So I'm not sure how old this note is, but it was to his ex-girlfriend, Allie. And, she's the one that got away, and they, you know, he missed her and, a bunch of different stuff. So now
he wrote a note for his ex that said she is the one that got away, and he just had that.
I was going to say, maybe that's a good sign that he never sent it. Like, maybe at some point after the breakup, he was just getting something off his chest, and it got lost in the shuffle.
Why is that his work stuff? I mean, it was also with his calendar and his planner.
This comes down to two things, Leah. Either Spencer wrote it a long time ago and held on to it, or he's written it in the last 3 years since you've been together. And is that cheating?
I think it would be a conversation to be had, but no, I mean,
what if she is the one that got away?
Honestly, I would probably end the relationship, because if you're still thinking about someone from your past, then that probably means we shouldn't be together.
You know, if it was any time after we moved in together, then I would think it's a big issue.
Okay.
You know.
All right, let's call Spencer and find out if he sends it to this other woman, Allie. Don't say anything until we find out what he puts on that card, okay, Leah?
You got it.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Spencer, please.
Is this?
Hi, Spencer. My name's Sarah. I'm calling from Flowers for You. We're a romantic gift company, and we're trying to get our name out there. So we are doing an Instagram tag contest. One of your friends tagged you in our post, and we randomly selected your handle to get a dozen beautiful red roses free of charge to send to the one that you love.
Wow, that sounds really cool. I mean, is it all done right now over the phone, or do you send something to the house, or how does that work?
No, I can do it all right now over the phone. I don't need a credit card. It's not a reoccurring charge. We don't charge delivery. This is truly free of charge. We are just trying to get our name out there since we're so new.
Okay, like, so no receipts. You're not going to send email lists or anything like that, right?
We typically send one, but if you would like to request that we don't, I can just get rid of it for you.
Yeah, it's probably better that we don't do that.
Okay. I just need the name of the person that you'd like to send this to.
Okay. Her name's Allie. A-L-L-I-E.
Okay. And I have a romantic card to go with your romantic roses. What would you like to put on that?
Just put, hey, love. Been thinking about you. I'm going to come back around soon.
Spencer, what are you doing?
What?
What are you doing?
Spencer, that's Leah. You're on the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show on War of the Roses.
Wait.
I never would have gone through your stuff, but I knew something was going on.
Wait, hold up, babe. Hold on a second. What is this?
This is a segment where we catch cheaters, and you've been caught.
Okay.
Leah heard everything, all about Allie, and that's not all. Leah, why don't you tell Spencer what you found?
Can you guys just hold on a second and just Just wait a second.
I found,
babe.
No, we can't, hold on. I found a note that you sent to her. You didn't send to her. I don't know. She's talking about how you
missed
her.
What note are you talking about, babe?
This is your ex-girlfriend that I've heard about for years now.
Spencer, quite honestly, the note is really irrelevant at this point. You sent romantic roses to your ex-girlfriend.
Okay,
so you
wait,
can deny
wait,
the
wait,
note
wait.
All you want.
Wait. The note, okay, look, I feel bad about the way that that ended, and sometimes even later on, you want to make, like, you want to just make somebody feel a little bit better.
Spencer, you're saying in order to make your ex feel better, you're professing your love for her and saying you'll be back soon, and you don't mean it.
I'm just being courteous.
When was it written?
It doesn't matter when it was written.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on Kiss 95.1.
So over this weekend, Roy and I were in Florida, and we ended up hanging out together, although we weren't there for the same vacation. We weren't vacationing together for once.
It just happened to be a coincidence.
But we went out Saturday night together. And I asked Roy to come out with us after we had dinner. And he said that him and Sterling were tired. They'd been out all day fishing, deep sea fishing. So they went back to the hotel. And my mom, myself, my brother, and like three other people and our au pair all ended up going out that night.
Okay.
So Dallas goes back and he sits with the baby because he doesn't want to go out. Well, when I tell
Not with
you
that crowd,
when I tell you there was a point in the night where I was like, Mom, you have to stop talking to Elena. Like, you have to stop talking to my au pair. It was she was so hammered drunk. It was getting like out of control. And when she's drinking, all she wants to do is do shots.
Whoa.
That's it.
Your mom.
Yes.
She likes shots.
Yes. She had three shots in 15 minutes. I was like, Mom, stop.
Whoa. That's like producer Nicole.
Exactly like it. So my mom is telling Elena about all these quote unquote American shots that she has to try. So Nicole, you'll love this because the very first shot my mom orders is a pickleback.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The second is a green tea shot, which is Roy's. And then I don't know what they ended up doing. But by the time I blinked in 15 minutes, there was like 14 shot glasses on our table.
Oh my gosh.
So, I mean, obviously now I'm like, okay, I got to get my mom home, you know.
You've become the parent.
Yes. And on a sidebar note, I tried to take a picture of all the shot glasses and stack them all up, and they fell over and broke as I was taking the photo. So now the bartender thinks I'm the hammered one. I've only had three drinks all night, and everybody around me is annihilated. She starts giving me plastic. I'm like, I'm not even drunk.
I'm the responsible one.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. How many shot glasses did you break?
Like 10. I'm not even kidding. I'll put a picture up of the glass all over the table because I was trying to stack them to show how many we did, and they just toppled
over. So then you got
to
make sure your mom gets in the car. Then you got to make sure your mom gets home.
So luckily, we were in walking distance from the condo at that point.
Then you walked her home?
On the beach because I was embarrassed to walk her down the street. I was like, it's dark on the beach side. No one will see her. She's stumbling.
That's awesome.
I'm like, my mom is awesome, but it is time to go home.
When did you become the parent to your mom or dad? 704-570-9595. Share your stories with Ren.
This is Melissa in Charlotte. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hey. So, every year, my dad and I go to the Scottish Festival that's in Rural Hill in April. And I have a lot of Scottish, Irish, German in my blood, so as does my dad. And he very much enjoys drinking all the different types of beers that they have there. And there was one year that he got a little bit too happy on, like, when they, because on Saturday, they do it, like, on a weekend. And Saturday night is the big concert that they do outside, and it's in a tent, and it's really fun. So he got a little bit too happy and kept drinking and drinking and drinking, and he was almost out on the floor. So, like, my dad knows people that organize the concert, so they let me pull up my car right beside the tent in front of everybody because he couldn't walk through the parking lot.
You have, like, people on both sides of him helping him into the car.
Thanks, Melissa.
All right, let's talk with Tyler in Mooresville. When did you have to be the parent?
So, hey, guys.
Hey.
I went out in the lake with my mom, me and my brother did, whenever we were teenagers, and she went on to get extremely intoxicated. We ended up at a restaurant bar on Lake Norman, and there was a guy that I guess was chasing her around. She introduces us to this guy, and she's calling this guy by the wrong name all night long. She's wearing a shirt with his name on it.
It's a cool move.
So we have to get her back onto the boat, and, you know, keep in mind, we're teenagers. We're probably like 13 and 15 at the time, and we have to drive the boat back because she can't figure out how to drive a boat that night.
Well, yeah, it's probably a good thing you guys drove the boat back.
Yeah, I agree.
funny. I like that she was calling him the wrong name.
Yeah. Hey, George. He's like, I'm Brian.
Name on it.
Yeah. Did he correct her, Tyler?
No, never once.
Yeah. Hmm. All right.
He never once corrected her.
It's embarrassing when you got to parent your parents.
Ah, it's kind of fun, though.
I think it'd be fun. I would love to do it to my parents.
I was going
to
say, like, I like seeing my mom have a good time and, like, letting her hair down.
Yeah, I got to do it with my dad, like, especially when we play golf, because he's a 78-year-old, you know, former pilot and a total boys club member.
Yeah.
And he thinks everybody's with the boys club. You know, and that is just, that's literally locker room talk.
Mm-hmm. Oh. So, yeah, you gotta check them sometimes.
When my dad and I and my brother go out, if we don't have a fourth, we have to pick up somebody at the golf course, Roy, that's like, they're playing there by themselves. They want you to play in a foursome. And inevitably, by like the second hole, my dad's offended the guy. Yeah. And I'm like, Vince, you gotta back off. This guy's not vibing you.
Are they all very nice to him and like, don't tell him?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, of course.
Like, well, he needs to go golfing with Sterling because I think Sterling would tell your dad pretty quickly.
Oh my gosh, could you imagine?
it's okay because I tell him too because I'm like, oh my God.
But you know, different coming from you, Manny, and coming from someone else.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. I guess. All right. Keep those stories coming, though. You can text us, 704-570-9595. We like to read your text as well about when you became the parent to your parents.
Still to come.
Ariana Grande, she doesn't just throw a normal party. It breaks into song and dance. And we've got a clip from behind the scenes of one of her parties.
Cool.
Yeah. You got to hear her sing something from Rent out of nowhere. Huh. It's coming up in the Dirty in 10 minutes.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Real quick, Loren, before we get into your dirty, somebody was on hold, and I think they got to get out of here, and I want to get them off. Okay. Anonymous and Charlotte, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. When did you have to be the parent?
So my family has season tickets to the New York Jets, and we went to a football game, and my dad had a little bit too much to drink, and this guy started yelling at him to sit down. So my dad got up and pushed the guy, the guy pushed my dad, and my dad punched the guy in the face, and he got sent to Jets jail.
So now Jets jail, is that right under the stadium?
Yes, exactly.
I
had to follow him to Jets jail and essentially, like, beg them to let him out and bring him to the car so we could go home.
Is your dad with you now? Because I think the police are pulling you over.
Oh, no. That was the ambulance that drove by. But my mom still does not know that this happened, so it's like a secret that me and my dad have.
Oh, man. Wow. Do you have to be bailed out of Jets jail, or do you just get out when the game's over?
You have to have, like, a responsible person sign you out.
Yeah, that's where you become the parent.
Exactly.
Oh, that's so funny. Thank you. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for texting us and coming on the air with us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Have a great day.
All right. You too.
Did you see this text we got? From 803.
Which one?
My mother and I went to Folly for my birthday this past October. The second night we were there, we walked the boardwalk and there was a reggae band. My mom had 3 margaritas when we left the boardwalk to walk back to the hotel. She ended up sitting in the sand for a while saying, I want to do yoga. Look at the stars.
That's awesome. I need to get her together with Dana.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Everyone's really excited about this news, but the Jonas Brothers could truly be reuniting. They were all in London planning the reunion, and that happened last week. Now, there's supposed to be new music as well as a documentary about the reunion, and the notes that I was seeing was that they didn't want to be called the Jonas Brothers anymore, just Jonas now.
Oh, my God! Oh, this is special. This is special.
sir, we'll let you know when we have tickets to the Jonas Experience.
Yeah. So over the weekend, of course, Charlotte was at the forefront of the Hollywood spotlight with the NBA All-Star Game here. And Jamie Foxx was here, Ludacris, Gabrielle Union. I saw a ton of people. I saw you and producer Nicole went to go see Migos.
Yep.
As a pop-up.
Little pop-up show.
Uh-huh.
And Kendall Jenner was here with her boyfriend, Ben Simmons, who plays.
Janelle Monae did a pop-up.
Mm-hmm.
There was a ton of things going on. So it was really nice to see Charlotte all over.
The international stage is what it was. And I think we did a really good job of hosting.
I do, too.
The parties were great. Everybody behaved themselves. And you know what I say, Roy?
What?
Bring on the Super Bowl. I think we just did a good litmus test.
I do, too. I mean, now the Super Bowl is like All-Star Weekend on steroids.
Yeah, we just, our stadium's not ready yet. We don't have enough luxury suites and stuff. Mm-hmm. But get us a roof, get us some luxury suites, and we'll have a Super Bowl.
Quite honestly, we don't have enough hotels yet. But Roy showed me the new outline of the skyline of Charlotte, what it will look like.
It's so many hotels.
We're getting like 12 new hotels.
And,
it's awesome.
And they're high-end.
Mm-hmm.
They're high-end hotels.
That's perfect.
There's a Bohemian coming. There's a JW Marriott coming. Yeah. A ton of them.
They're all hotels I'll never be able to afford.
And don't forget the RNC's coming in 2020, so I bet you they hope to have those done by then.
Yeah, that would be cool.
I bet that's where all this construction's happening.
Yeah.
But I personally feel like the All-Star Game was at a bigger level than the RNC because this is world... The RNC that's coming too, and the DNC that already came. You're right. Yeah. I think this is bigger because we had more people internationally here. That's just a national thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty wild seeing like all the production crews packing up at the airport yesterday.
I had a conversation with some Japanese people at the media day. They bowed. And you know I'm obsessed with the whole bowing
thing. Did you bow back?
I asked if I could bow to them, and they said yes.
Did you do it?
I said, can I partake in this awesome culture? Of course I did. They all smiled, laughed, took a picture with me.
And if you bowed the furthest down, that means you get the most respect.
I
he gives the most respect.
Gives him the most respect.
I did this move. I did the bow, and I went, oh, my back.
Oh.
And they go, oh, they were so nice. They go, picture, we can take a picture? I said, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. Where's your picture?
They were from the sports. They took it.
Oh.
They were from the sports station over there in Japan.
All right.
Nice people.
Cool. Khloe Kardashian, she is tired of being criticized from people, and she took to social media because people are saying with her really long nails that there's no way she's changing her daughter's diapers and able to function with them. And she's like, guys, leave me alone. I'm doing just fine.
Yeah. You think she's changing her baby's diapers? It's cute.
Right?
Well, she says she is, but, you know.
Girl, we
I'm
know.
Sure she's got a nanny or
yeah,
two.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah. Ariana Grande.
You still change Cash's diapers even though you have the pair?
Of course I do.
Good.
Now, if it's a pooey diaper, I try to hand that off to Dallas before I do it. But, okay, so Ariana Grande, her and her friends, they know how to party. But apparently, they party with show tunes. And Ariana sang Take Me or Leave Me from Rent.
Singing?
Yeah, you can hear it in the beginning, too. I mean, she always has such an amazing voice. And, of course, that's like, it's not the best quality audio in the world, but it's because we got the behind-the-scenes scoop.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Nice. Good job, Loren.
All right, so what Loren likes for today, I just sent it to producer Nicole. You guys know my back has been like... acting up. I feel so old. My body is just turning on me. But between my back and my neck, I've been on the internet scouring for things to help me out. I found a little neck swing that is supposed to align your back, and it's portable, so you can take it anywhere on the road with you. And I'm all in on this. It's only like $20, and I feel like if it would make me feel better, I would go to the ends of the earth to get it.
Did you order one?
I just did.
Sweet.
Yeah, it's a neck hammock, so it's supposed to stretch your neck and your back.
As opposed to a banana hammock, which is what men wear on the beach.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie, it's pretty silly looking.
Yeah, no, it looks funny.
Yeah, but we'll have that up for you at kiss951.com.
Cool. A lot of people always say, hey, MRL show, if you guys ever do like an away trip, we want to go with you, no matter where it is. Like, we just want to go party with you guys for the weekend. We have that opportunity for you. We'll tell you where and how you can get in. Plus, we'll give away a pair of tickets to come party with us this Saturday night. All the details coming up in under 10 minutes.
So a lot of people always say, hey, MRL show, you guys ever plan a trip to get out of town? And if so, can we go with you? Well, we're doing it this Saturday night. Actually, all day Saturday, we're going to be up at Beach Mountain skiing and hanging out and enjoying ourselves for the 8th annual Totally Retro Apparel contest.
I am so excited about this.
I know. A total 80s party where you can win up to $500 as a grand prize. Right now, though, we are giving away lift tickets so you could join us this weekend and go out there and ski and hang out with us, party, bring your 80s costume. 704-570-9595. Get these lift tickets from Beach Mountain.
Caller number 9 right now. You get to party with us. And it's so simple. You know what we're going to do? We're going to go on the mountain all day. I've never snowboarded. I've only skied before.
Are you going to snowboard?
I'm going to try, yeah. Aren't you, Roy?
I'm going to attempt, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so Roy and I are going to do that.
I don't think I'm going to be very good at snowboarding.
I don't think I'm going to be either, but who cares?
I'm barely okay at skiing, and I have two legs.
Are you going
to
do that then?
I think I'm going to ski.
You're going to ski?
Yeah.
Oh, good. I want to watch you do that.
I guess I also need to find winter gear.
Yeah, I think you can rent that stuff up there.
Well, you think they have my size? That's cute. I mean, come on, dude. I'm a big guy. I got like a size 14 foot. Nobody ever has anything that fits me.
Don't you have anything at home?
You know that giant snow thing that like people wear up in the Arctic? Yeah, the giant snowshoe that's the size of a surfboard.
That's my normal feet.
No, it's going to be a lot of fun, though. So here's what we want you to do. We want you to get up to Beach Mountain, check in, get a hotel room, check in, hit the slopes with us all day on Saturday, and then Saturday night, party with us at the retro party, the 80s music party. That's right up my alley. And like Roy said, we'll give away a $500 grand prize that night, and then Sunday everybody breaks up, go home, and we'll talk about it Monday morning.
Yeah. Right.
It's going to be fun, man. And we'll give away tickets all week long, by the way.
Yeah, I'm super excited, because also Sunday is when I'm doing that men's and bra fashion show. I brought my bra in today.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah. You're going to have a fun-filled weekend.
It's very busy. I'm going to be traveling everywhere. But Sunday, it's men and bras, all to benefit the American Breast Friends Society.
Yeah.
And I'm really excited about that. So I met with a designer last week on how to...
Let me see the bra.
You want me to put it on now?
Hey, we got a minute. Want to do it?
We can take a sneak
peek. Come on, buddy.
Now, hang on. I couldn't find a bra that fits, so I got like a sports bra.
He ordered it on Amazon. But Roy was responsible for getting all these things to decorate the bra. So he's got like records and lights and all these fun things.
Okay. So
it's white?
Uh-huh. Right now it's white. It may not end up.
Okay.
I don't know if I know how to put it on.
Can I help you?
Yeah, which way is where your puppies go? Oh, this way.
Yeah, that's, yep, there all you right. go. Like a t-shirt.
I hope I'm putting it on right.
You are.
Oh, buddy, it looks good on you.
I'm trying.
It looks like a half shirt. Actually, you do have it on backwards. That's backwards.
Backwards?
I think so.
But it fits so nice.
Look at what John says.
Oh, my God. Hold, get a picture. Can we take a picture?
Yeah, that's fine. Can we get the records out?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Are you just going to hold the records up to where they go?
So,
what a great cause.
Ross, and you can buy tickets. And I'll buy tickets, come drink, watch the fashion show. And by the way, there's evidently going to be men that's going to be completely shirtless with nothing but a bra on.
Yeah.
Well, you had me at the first part, but now I'm definitely going.
And you're not the only local celeb that's going to be walking in the show. Nick Kozer is going to be in it. Who else?
A guy named Bruno. Some other, I don't know.
Brad Brodovich.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. That's good. You know, my mom is a breast cancer survivor. I should tell her about this event.
She should come.
Yeah.
Look at this.
Oh. Look at me. With my tuss-offs.
Roy's got a white sports bra on with two 45-inch records, the smaller records. Right now he's covering himself, and we'll post that picture at the MRL
show. That's going to be the general concept of my costume. But please, come on out. Men in Bras, Sunday, and I'm going to be walking in a fashion show. And I also need help picking my song. I don't know what song to walk down to.
I've just been playing the old 1940s
because of the
striptease music. Yeah. Well, yeah. I just, that's just kind of the way, Roy could walk to this.
Yeah.
Be like, dan, dan.
I like
you got it? Put your headphones in so you can hear.
I'm putting it in now.
Listen, I can see you walking to this.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Cheering. Woo! I'll take a second helping of that stuffing.
Watch, yeah, right here you go. Right there, here you go. Bump with your butt.
Put your butt out to both sides.
I got the whole thing planned for you.
Manny will choreograph it for you. It'll be perfect.
I'm so excited. And by the way, I'm wearing this sports bra and it feels great.
Oh, good.
I mean, it just feels comfortable.
That's because you don't have an underwire in there. You wore an underwire, you'd be trying to take that thing off.
All right, hey, we got to do a lot more here on the MRL show. Producer Aaron is all in on The Bachelor. Now, I'm off of it.
You are?
Yeah, I got too far behind on my DVR, and I just deleted all the episodes, and then I missed it last night.
See, but I feel like now is the time to come in to watch the ending.
Yeah, I guess. Well, there's a whole, if you're a fan of the show, something's not happening that they keep teasing. We'll talk about it coming up here in just about 7 minutes.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
All right, our producer Aaron is here in the studio, and he's watching The Bachelor. I'm so far behind on my DVR. I'm about 3 weeks behind, so I haven't watched.
I know, but you could just pick up now because this is like where hometown dates start soon.
That's and true. Roy, you don't watch at all.
No, I think it's an awful show. I really do.
But you understand that there's a whole culture of people who love it.
I absolutely
tweet
do.
Tweet about it, yep. Talk about it.
Big fans, just not one of them. It's right here.
So from what I understand, something keeps getting teased on the show. Chris Harrison says, how does Chris Harrison sell what's supposed to happen with him jumping over a fence?
They say things are getting heated. It's going to be the most
dramatic.
The most dramatic Bachelor ever. Ever.
But they say that every single season.
That's true. And then they show a clip of him. He's like, I'm done. And he takes off his mic and he's like, he runs away and he like hops the fence. And actually, I mean, it's like, wow, that was pretty cool.
He's pretty athletic.
That
he's
cameraman's
pretty
athletic. Awesome. Followed him right up to the end.
That was a massive fence. He just hops it.
So at the end of each episode, he jumps the fence.
Uh-huh. And they're like, well, it's coming up.
But they don't say up next week. It's just coming up.
No, it's a season like outlook.
Yeah.
Did it happen last night?
No. And everybody thought it was going to happen last night. I was sure it was going to happen last night.
It didn't happen.
It didn't freaking happen.
They're keeping you hanging on. They want you to keep watching.
So is the rest of the episode, that's all you do is just wait for the fence? Like, you just watch it, but wait?
Basically, that's what I try to do, but then I get caught up in the other stuff, and then I'm roped in. And now I'm roped in. I'm held captive. I'm here till the end now.
So you can watch the play-by-play of producer Aaron watching The Bachelor if you look up the MRL show on Instagram and go to our stories. Which, by the way, the taking off the microphone is the ultimate cool dramatic move for reality 100%. TV. I remember when we were in LA filming for my Big Fat Fabulous Live, I was in my head, I was like, I'm going to get angry. And I'm going to rip my microphone off, and I'm going to have a moment.
It's going to be the moment everyone talks about the entire season.
And then Buddy did it before I did it. I could do it.
Yeah, that's true. And we had no idea because we were in the back room. Here's a little bit of Aaron. Hold on. Let me play.
Peeps, tonight is the night. It's Bachelor Jump the Fence night. We hope. We hope. So Aaron of MRL is going to be commentating with help from my girlfriend, Tori. And, be there or be square.
And you guys have to watch this specifically also for the Tori part, because I think it's so funny. She's like, okay, not into what you're doing.
Yeah. 2 weeks ago. Isn't it 2 weeks ago she said she didn't like drama?
Yeah.
But now she's the one starting drama.
I really liked it. I did. But this episode is going to be messing up.
She's a snake. And I tell you what, 9 times out of 10, the person who starts the drama is the one who's a snake.
That's darn true.
I really like Kaylin and Cassie.
And they were crying. And those tears are not fake. They aren't faking those tears.
No, they're real tears.
You know,
how many people had to watch that? 1,300 people watched that?
Yeah, it's The Bachelor.
Dude, that's a whole big thing. If you aren't in it, you aren't in it.
Our story. They watched our story. I love she's like not into it. Yeah, you can tell.
You can tell she's like coloring or like doing something else. Like she's just a standby, like just standing by.
Aaron,
to support you.
It's like, who is that girl? Which one is that?
Yeah.
And then, I get the people. I can't remember the names. I remember like the doctor, and she's like, she's a therapist. I'm like, okay, the doctor.
Do you take
notes?
I don't
like her. No, I don't take notes. I take mental notes.
Is the girl from Charlotte still on?
Yes.
Her name is?
Kaylin,
yeah.
Kaylin, and she was a Miss North Carolina.
It's like L-Y-N-N. Very Southern.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll keep our eye on her, and we'll keep an eye on this fence situation where he's done.
It's got to be next
week.
Will
you let us know, like, breaking news the moment he jumps the fence?
Oh, you best believe I'll be all over that.
It's all in.
It's like jumping the shark. It's jumping the fence.
I just feel like they're going to hype this whole thing up, and then it's going to happen, and we're all going to be like,
yeah, he's going to be like, hey, watch this.
No, then, it's just not going to be as dramatic as we think it is.
He better trip over the fence and fall. I mean, he better really
bust his two front teeth out. What do you want from him?
Let's get some good TV, man.
Hey, you know what's crazy? We're getting snow reports texted to us.
Yeah, we got a text in that it's snowing in the Stonecrest Ballantyne area. Now, I know it's supposed to be snowing and icing up in the mountains tonight, but I didn't think anything. I mean, it's like
Stonecrest?
Yeah.
South
40
of us?
Degrees outside.
This person said, is it snowing in downtown? It's snowing at Stonecrest Ballantyne.
Huh.
So if you're getting any snow, you can report them to us at the MRL show, or you can text us 704-570-9595. Have you guys heard about the big Powerball win?
No.
Dude, nobody's come forward. Do you have any idea how much time is left before the money disappears?
My au pair was telling me about this.
Okay, let's talk about it after 9. You won't believe how much money is just sitting there waiting for a winner to step forward. It's the MRL Morning Show.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
We had a bunch of winners today. And we gave away $100 in our 5 seconds to cash contest at 7 a.m. this morning. We also gave away tickets to Kimberly and Waxhaw and Jennifer and Monroe.
Yeah, we gave them lift passes to Beach Mountain so they can come hang out with us this weekend as we're going to be hosting an 80s party where there's a $500 grand prize on the line.
Yes. Now, the winner of that $500, Loren, most likely will claim the $500 right there that night.
I would think so, yes.
The problem is there is a winner of the Mega Millions record-breaking jackpot of $1.5 billion. Do you remember that?
Yep, mm-hmm. Sure do.
The $1.5 billion jackpot purchased in October has still gone unclaimed, y'all.
Mm-hmm. I remember at the time, we just thought they were getting their affairs in order.
Right.
And the other thing, too, is that South Carolina is one of those states where you can remain anonymous. You don't have to have your name given.
Mm-hmm.
However, the state is reporting that no one has stepped forward to claim the $1.5 billion, and the ticket's going to be worthless in about 60 days.
Oh, that's what I'm just about to ask. So my au pair, Elena, was telling me about this, and she's like, I mean, can't I just say that I'm that person? And I was like, oh, it works like that.
That's cute.
But, well, she might know some people from some of our friends from across the ocean in Italy that might be able to help us.
Right.
But do
mafia.
You think, thanks for pointing that out.
Yeah. Well, is the
mob joke.
She's not part of the mob. Anyway, what do they do? Like, does this person even know they won, or did this person lose the ticket? That's my question. And do you, I mean,
listen
would you
to this.
Know your numbers?
If the jackpot isn't claimed, it goes back to the states based on ticket sales. So South Carolina's share of the consolation prize would be about $11 million. That would go back into the state, right? However, they would also claim $60 million in tax money if the guy or gal came and picked up the ticket.
So they want them to pick up the ticket.
They want them to pick up the ticket because they'll get a $60 million surplus that goes into the state.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't, each state then gets about $11 million back.
I don't understand. Why not just make it the jackpot again? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, why not just put it back into the pot?
That would be really good.
Yeah.
Could you imagine if we give away like $2 billion in the jackpot?
The winner would walk into the lottery headquarters and get a lump sum payout of $878 million.
Oh, my gosh.
Y'all in South Carolina is about to be freaking out, thinking that, you know what I mean? Thinking it's one of them. They threw it away.
Well, people are at the dump picking through stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, the Powerball, y'all. Or the Mega Millions, I mean. It's the Mega Millions. The State Board of Economic Advisors is bracing for the worst, considering they've already put a plan into place thinking that no one's going to claim this ticket. So the state's already bracing to not get their $60 million.
Wow.
Also, there's the owner of the store.
Oh, he's entitled to something.
CJ Patel, owner of the Casey Mart where the ticket was sold. He said his business has picked up hugely since he's gone on an international spotlight. But if the prize goes unclaimed, he'll be out of $50,000 that he was supposed to get.
That stinks.
And knowing me, if I was that guy, I would have already spent the money. Like an idiot.
Oh,
you
know, the owner?
You were the owner.
I would have thrown. Yeah. CJ Patel throws $50,000 party.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
And then the next article comes out 5 months later. CJ Patel files bankrupt.
Store closed.
Yeah. I feel bad for CJ.
What if this person is just like trying to run out the clock, though, and they
it's
come
possible.
Forward at the very last
Why?
Minute?
It's
I don't know.
Possible. There's a story. There's something going on there.
Maybe that person disappeared.
Check the murders and missing persons in South Kakalaki.
Hey, Aaron, buy the rights to this immediately.
See, yeah, buy the movie rights.
Yes.
Although, who would we buy them from? Because there's no one
I don't know.
To claim
yeah,
them.
Yeah, we would just have to claim the movie rights.
Yeah.
All right, you ready? People in South Carolina, these are your numbers. Just in case you're listening to us. And you haven't looked. Maybe you're just back from a trip and you forgot about it.
Okay.
The Mega Millions to claim your $1.5 billion. Roy, write these down. 5.
5.
28.
28.
62.
Okay.
65.
Mm-hmm.
70.
Mm-hmm.
And the Mega Ball is 5.
Aaron,
if you have that, bring it up here.
Yeah. Aaron, how good is your Photoshop abilities?
Right. Like, how come no one's made a fake ticket yet?
If you guys have those numbers, bring it up to us. We just want to see what it looks like. Then we'll tell you why we want to see it.
And then you're going to go missing.
I know a guy.
Can you imagine? You $1.5 billion. You
cannot.
Could walk in and get a lump payment of $878 million.
That's crazy.
That's, I mean, the
you
Panthers sold
that.
For $1.2 billion.
You couldn't spend that amount of money.
You could buy Tepper out of his share. No, well, you could.
I mean, just living off the interest of that and
what happens if nobody claims it?
I don't know. Leave it to us, by the way, our state to mess it up.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, way to go, South Carolina. All right. We'll keep our eye on that. Make sure you head over to kiss951.com and at the MRL show to follow us.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. Rise and shine. Kiss95.1.
Every morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.